meditation which is propagated by Vishwas is quite a pure, original, natural, quite easy form to attain awareness. Relaxation, balance, ease and equanimity. Meditation in its real form is a non-doing state. And you are a non-doer entity in your true nature. You have direct approach towards mind. We do not require any exercise. Neither mental exercise nor breathing exercise. We do not require any exercise to attain peace of mind or peaceful life. Meditation in its original form provides us an opportunity to watch directly, to deal with the mind directly. Meditation does not require any technique or method. Meditation is not a practice, it's a process. You be clear. It's a process. Vishwas meditation is the natural, simplest, original form of real meditation. Very secular in nature, it is the most easy form, beyond all self-efforts, direct approach to the mind. We all have been blessed with the third eye from very birth to look within, to see within, to watch within directly. On closing the outer eyes, 80% of your energy is accumulated. Within, your awareness turns inwards and the inner eye starts looking within automatically. Your third eye starts witnessing Vishwas meditation is a very simple, natural and effortless process. It requires no belief or lifestyle change. It is secular and can be learned by anyone, regardless of caste, creed and color. It provides peace, relaxation, happiness, bliss, eliminates stress and increases willpower, strong willpower. Vishwas meditation, also called or known as insight meditation is a popular form of mindfulness that any person can know easily. It is a process, a fairly easy one. It is not a theology. Anyone can follow it easily. It is quite a natural process of insight and inner journey. The most important key to remember is that Vishwas meditation does not involve concentrating on one point of focus. No focusing exercise, no concentrating point is required in the process of meditation. No one point of focus like a mantra, a form, the breath or candle or any black point on the forehead. We have not to focus our mind in meditation. We have full potential to watch directly. We all have third eye, which due to ignorance is fully forgotten. We forget our potential of watching inside. And we become habitual of all these exercises, like mental exercise, breathing exercise, all other practices which provided us a very temporary peace. Because in those practices or exercises, mind becomes more important. We can never be free of mind in those exercises as well as all practices. Mind still become more and more powerful and very important one, not the master. The most important key to remember is that Vishwas meditation does not involve concentrating on one point of focus, like a mantra, a form, the breath, or candle, or any black point on the forehead. It is simple awareness, watching thoughts, your mind inside, no involvement, no suppression, no repression, no indulgence. No imagination. Simply watch. Without becoming emotionally attached or involved with it. Meditation in its natural and original form is a state of non-doing. It's a non-doing state, a state of complete relaxation, where there are no efforts, no techniques, no methods. Meditation is not a mental exercise, not a breathing exercise. Meditation is no longer a subject of concentration. Meditation is a direct approach to the mind. It deals with the mind directly. Meditation is a total awareness. We have to be aware of our mind. We should keep our inner eye on the mind, on its activities. We have to watch only, not to indulge in any thought. not to participate in the mind spray while being a neutral energy. We have to watch all these activities of the mind. We have to watch its nature. We should be fully acquainted with the mind and its nature. Just as we have the outer two eyes to look at the outer world, similarly, when we close our eyes, 80% of our energy is accumulated within, and we automatically start witnessing inside. This witnessing state is to be discovered, developed, and be expanded with more and more awareness. Whether we find darkness, emptiness, thoughts, or emotions within, it is all being witnessed by the third eye, inner eye, or by you. You yourself is watching, looking. Meditation is just an ongoing state, as we have already told you. You do not have to do anything in meditation except watching. Watching is not a practice. To watch is our true nature. Watchfulness is our true nature. It's not a practice. Watching is a natural process that does not require any effort. Never requires any effort, technique, or method. When this natural process of watching turns inwards towards our inner world, then it is called meditation. Vishwasana meditation is a mind management. It is mind management. It deals directly with the mind. Because mind is a disease for which direct treatment is required. Meditation deals with the disease and not with its symptoms. All other managements deals with the symptoms, like anger management, stress management, ego management, etc. Most prevalent in modern society. They deal with symptoms, not with disease. But Vishwas meditation cures the disease. It deals with the disease directly. We are all its symptoms, its negativities dissolve at their own. Vishwas meditation is an actor for good health and peaceful life. It is an elixir of life. You yourself can experience it. You can have its experience. All techniques and methods are for focusing the mind to gain concentration and temporary peace of mind. In concentration, you always have two, the concentrator and the object of the concentration. you do not allow your attention to wander from the object. So long as you are concentrated on the desired object, you will feel relaxed. And when the object of concentration is removed, you return to the previous condition. There is no change in your behavior at all. You remain the same after the concentration practice. You remain the same. No transformation takes place. No change in your behavior. No one feels any sweetness in your nature. No change at all. You yourself can judge it. Meditation, on the other hand, is a state of total relaxation, where you do not give your mind anything to do. No concentration, no recitation, no cogitation, no other practice. Simply watch the mind's play like a neutral energy, as a non-doer entity, which is your true nature. This simple process breaks all identifications with the mind. The common misconception is that meditation is concentration of mind, and techniques are taught to achieve this. Meditation has got no technique. It does not require any technique. It can never be commercialized because it's a direct approach. Though in the name of meditation, concentration is being exercised, is provided with many, many techniques which have become very much commercial. Meditation can never be sold, can never be purchased in any market. It's a subject of vibrations. It is not bookish. It is God's grace, Guru's grace, a grace of enlightened one, full of vibrations and aura, full of alpha waves. There are techniques for concentration. Concentration is a mental exercise between the mind and the object of attention. But meditation is neither a mental exercise nor a breathing exercise. Meditation is a direct and natural process beyond mind itself. It's a process of being free of mind. Meditation is not concentration. It is the source of concentration. It is the mother of concentration. Where concentration follows itself, that is a process of meditation. Remember, concentration is where one tries to control the thoughts. Meditation is where thoughts get dissolved naturally. All useless thoughts, numberless thoughts, unnecessary thoughts get dissolved naturally, enhancing your concentration power, memory power, will power, contemplation power, right thinking, automatically. What we need to understand is that the problem is not the thought. Here is the most important point. Understand it. The problem is not the thought. It is the identification our identification with unnecessary thoughts, useless thoughts that lead to negative mind states, such as stress, anger, reactions, depression, etc. Therefore, the solution lies in disidentification. Identification with the mind is the real cause of our miseries, our miserable state. Here is a point which we have to cogitate more and more, that we are in miseries due to our identification with the mind. We become mind. We forget our own real self. Self-remembrance is completely lost. We are not in our true nature. Due to ignorance, we become mind. We have never given any emphasis towards life science. It is meditation, which is the best medicine. Today, medical science of the world has declared that meditation from India is the best medicine, is the only solution for mental peace and good health, to lead a happy, healthy and wealthy life on this earth. Identification with the mind is the root cause of all our stress. Therefore, the solution lies in disidentification. It is meditation. That's the real challenge to stress that breaks all identifications with the mind very easily. And that is true freedom. And we attain ultimate freedom in disidentification. In this very life, it is very much possible. In this very life, you do not have to make any effort to achieve concentration or other mind's powers. Vishwas meditation is the simplest, natural, original and effortless form of meditation. It has no side effects at all, because meditation is a non-doing state. Though in the techniques and methods of concentration, there is a possibility of side effects, but not in meditation. Meditation is a God's grace, very precious, invaluable gift. But due to ignorance, we never know about it. Taking a tour of Vishwas meditation into an inner terrain, from rituals to realization, from practices to process, from outside to inside, from mind to the master, from known to unknown. This inner journey is quite an individual journey, very personal, but very peaceful, quite a rewarding journey. Meditate more and more and lead a happy, healthy, wealthy life on this earth, on this lovely Mother Earth.